Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, good morning, folks. I'm now here on Saturday morning. It's just gone about 9:30. And as you can see, we're gathering with people from across the country who have come out here, activists on the ground to support Restore Britain. Obviously, it's still early in the day and we're expecting even larger crowds as the day goes on. So incredible possibilities ahead of us, and I look forward to reporting on the rest of the day for you. Well, I'm fortunate enough to be joined here by a man who needs no introduction, the leader of Restore Britain himself, Rupert Lowe. Rupert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
The song's now coming out. It looked a bit dodgy earlier on, but it's now coming out for us.
Yeah, so we've seen some campaigning in all sorts of weather. Rupert, what do you think of the turnout that you see before your eyes?
I'm absolutely delighted to see so many people, because this, as I've always said, is not about any one person or a group of people. It's about everybody. And when the British people decide they want their country back, they actually start to participate in getting it back, that for me is when we start to win. And then I think a lot of what's happened has happened because people have basically taken no interest in politics. They've had life too good, and they can now see their country slipping away from them. And I think people are waking up. And when a country like Britain wakes up, people need to watch out.
It's amazing being here the past few days myself. I've seen people going knocking doors for Restore Britain, first-time canvassers, people who've never voted before. What do you think it is about Restore Britain's messaging that's really cutting through for the public?
Well, I think it's about common sense, team effort. It's about basically restoring representative democracy in our parliament. And I think people are tired of tire kickers in local government, tire kickers in national government, petty rules, petty bureaucracy, lack of common sense. You know, we're all having our lives destroyed by petty bureaucracies who are effectively enriching the legal profession and not benefiting the British people. So you have this little group of what I call white-collar workers, who I hope are going to be destroyed by AI, who are enriching themselves like parasites on the back of everybody else. And we have to stop that. We have to basically create an economy which basically is driven by entrepreneurs, driven by risk-taking, driven by the individual, not by the state. I mean, statism has never worked in history, and it's not going to work now. And I think everybody can see it, and thankfully, I think people are waking up. I hope it's in time. I can't guarantee that, but what I do know is if we don't do it before 29, then ultimately it will be too late from what I can see.
And what would you say, my final question for you, Rupert, is there's been a hell of a ruckus amongst the establishment media about the rise of Restore Britain. And you can see that they're panicking quite a bit. And so I would just say, the smears that are coming out, what would you say about those who are saying about splitting the vote, this nonsense about splitting the vote?
Well, I've said, I did an interview with several papers recently. They ignored me, so I've been ignoring them. But I have done a few in the last couple of days. And my view on that is that splitting the vote is a very recidivist argument, and it basically is made by people who know they're losing that argument. So I think democracy is about saying what you're going to do, saying how you're going to do it, basically getting the electorate to understand what your intentions are, and if they support that, then they vote for it. I don't think any form of sort of, you know, splitting the vote argument holds any water at all. And if you're going to say that, I haven't heard anyone say the Tories are splitting the vote. Well, I think they're on, even on what I call the bent polls, they're on 2% and we're on 8%. But I can tell you our support's a lot more than 8%. And I mean, I've never seen in political history so many people turn up of their own volition at their own cost because they believe in what we're doing. Yes. It's not rocket science. So this is now so exciting, because this is my vision. That's in a way why I set up originally a movement, because we can't do this unless everybody helps and participates and makes it clear that's what they want. And then we can change it.
Wonderful. Well, Rupert, thank you very much for your time, sir, and good luck campaigning out there today. All right, well, I'm here now with Lotus Eater's favourite mystery guest himself, Josh Firm. Josh, how are you finding it out here?
Very cold, and it's very different. I went to Great Yarmouth for a week to canvas, and it was lovely and sunny, and it's not that today. It's freezing. Hopefully that means everyone's going to be home, though, so I can actually, you know, get some responses, because one thing I did find in Great Yarmouth, it's so sunny, lots of holiday homes, lots of people probably out and about. Here, I reckon lots of people are going to be in, so we're actually going to get lots of responses, hopefully, so that's going to be something. I'm trying to look on the bright side, because at the minute, I've just seen the first bit of blue sky all morning. But it's also great to see just how many people there are. It's just a sea of people, never seen anything like it. The turnout's phenomenal. So if it's, you know, horrible weather, cold weekend, and we've got this turnout, that's a good sign. I think we've got more volunteers here than all the other parties put together.
I think there's something to be said as well for a gentleman we were just speaking to made the point that, you know, everyone here assembled is someone that Reform have obviously failed to win over. They failed to win their vote, right? These are natural Reform constituents that they should have been addressing their concerns, and instead they've obviously come over to restore Britain. What do you think it is about Restore that is galvanising the country at this rate?
At first, it was just that people believed that Rupert was the real deal. Rupert is the man that people thought Farage was. And as Farage has been in the public eye more and more, people are realising actually maybe he's much like the Conservatives that talked a big talk but didn't deliver. And I think that people believe Rupert because he is genuine. He's more than happy to say things that aren't going to make him particularly popular. And now, as the party's continued, it's not just Rupert that's drawing people in. It's also the difference in policies. And as things are going to continue, I think the difference between the two are going to become, it's going to become quite stark. It's not just, you know, Restore's going to deliver, but they're also going to deliver on lots of different things, and I think much better things than Reform are promising. Plus, the seriousness of Restore is very different. I think Restore and the people involved in it understand the stakes here, whereas Reform, it's sort of got this bingo hall sort of fun atmosphere that's very dissonant to the state of the country.
Well, Josh, thank you very much for your time, mate, and good luck canvassing out there today.
Thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure to speak to Lotus Eaters, funnily enough. Who'd have thought, eh? But good talking to you, and good luck.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be now joined by both Callum and Madeline, who have come up today with the rest of the activists. Obviously, Callum most famous for being the Lion of Epping, which has also just been closed down. So, Callum, congratulations on that one, first of all.
I appreciate it. It's been a long, hard struggle to get that hotel shut down. And I think I said on my statement, I wanted to thank the activists personally because they've been protesting every single Sunday to get that shut down. Numbers have dwindled. But, you know, their courage hasn't. And in the end, we got what we want. The hotel has now been shut down. Yeah.
And obviously now on to other things as well. The ground game here and obviously everything that's happening. What do you make of the numbers that you're seeing on the ground right now?
Well, there's a lot of people. It's it's fantastic. I think people told me earlier they're expecting about 1,000 to maybe 1,500 people, which is crazy. So many people, just a lot of enthusiasm. Loads of great people here. Everyone's happy to chat. Just a really good mood. Happy to be here.
And what do you think, Callum, about a lot of the tactics that have been coming out from the establishment media trying to sow division and doubt in people's minds about the legitimacy of Restore Britain and the actual viable option that it is?
Well, I think it just goes to show that they're afraid. As you can see here, people are waking up. There's thousands, there's hundreds of patriots here today to canvass. And these smears just wash off people like water in the rain. So I don't care. I say let it come. It's more exposure to us. And people see, you know, they see through the BBC, and they see through the Telegraph. Some of the journalists that are here today, you know, are very fortunate to be getting interviews. But I'm not that worried about it at all. I think it shows that the establishment is frightened of what's coming.
And what do you think it is about Restore Britain's messaging that's cutting through so effectively?
Partly, I think it's that people come across as genuine. I think the general public can see that Rupert and the team around him really mean what they say when they talk about issues like immigration. It's not just lip service, and they really actually want to carry out the policies. And of course, they just appeal to people because people look around at the state of the country and they don't like how it is and they want it to change. You know, issues like women's safety as well is obviously a huge problem. General safety, people not happy with immigration, and even things like protecting the culture of the country is very important to most British people.
Just going to take your hair off the microphone. No, it's quite all right. And one final question then for you, which is that do you think that Restore Britain can actually win this by-election?
Well, I think a lot of people going about splitting the vote, you've got no chance of winning. But for me personally, we've got hundreds of activists that have turned up today, people who've never canvassed before, never leafleted. What Maker Field has presented to us is a fantastic opportunity to drill our new activists, to drill these people, people who've never been to political parties or meetings before, and to get them ready for the battle ahead, for the local elections, for the general election. It's perfect drill time, training time. So it kind of goes beyond who wins, in my opinion.
Well, it's my pleasure to now be joined by Orla, Restore's spokeswoman for women and girls. Orla, what do you think of the turnout here today?
The turnout is absolutely amazing. I am overwhelmed by how many people there are. And people have left, coach loads of people have left Kent and Essex and Surrey at 4 o'clock this morning to drive up here to give support to Rebecca. It is overwhelming. And what is most overwhelming is the fact that for a party that's only 4 months old, nearly 5 months old, we've got nearly 140,000 members and all of these people who are giving up their weekends to come here to support the party. Now, ultimately, that says to me that this is a patriotic, real force to be reckoned with. And all the nonsense that you hear on social media, the blackout from the mainstream media is just so far from the truth. And I hope that on Thursday, we are actually believed and taken seriously and people realise that we are actually a force to be reckoned with, and don't push us aside, say we're splitting the vote, stand down. How dare they do that? We are patriotic British people that are saying enough of the establishment. We want, especially for me, we want the Rape Gay Inquiry document to come out, which is going to come out next week, I believe. We want to show this country exactly what we have had to put up with for 25, nearly 30 years since Tony Blair came in. That's when it all went horrendously wrong. And these people that are here today are here giving up their weekends, driving hundreds of miles to say, take us seriously, because this is coming and it is going to be mind-boggling how much this movement and Restore Britain are going to change this country.
And I will just say as well, I've been out here obviously canvassing, following Restore Britain's canvassers for quite a while now, a number of days. We had quite a moment the other day where we saw an entire street turn from Reform UK to Restore Britain. And one of the homeowners, he said that one of his reason for changing his mind was because of Restore Britain's strong messaging on protecting women and children.
I mean, I was with Reform for 18 months. I ran two branches in Essex, you know, and I believed when I joined that they were the party for change. They're not the party for change. I have seen firsthand, and I have spoken to rape gang survivors. I've spoken to girls that have been sexually assaulted by migrants in hotels. You know, this is what I do day in and day out. And I've heard the horror stories. And the only party that are going to deal with this is Restore. And the only man that has stood up, or MP that stood up, is Rupert. And that is why I joined. That's why I came. That's why I'm here today from London. Because the country is on its knees economically, ethically. And we have got to change that. And I'm afraid that Reform just aren't the answer. And once there is an option and people know what Restore are doing and what our policies are and the fight that we're taking, the fight we're taking on with the establishment, they are turning because they see that Reform is not the answer. You know, I've got people in Essex who said, we voted Reform in the council elections because there was no Restore. But if there was a Restore option, we will be voting Restore. And they're terrified and they know it's coming. And that's why we're being badmouthed continuously, told to stand down, because they know we're a threat. And that's simple.
Well, hello, what's your name, sir?
I'm Adam.
Adam, and where have you come up from today, Adam?
I'm up from Evesham in Worcestershire.
Oh, fantastic. And what brings you out today to support Restore Britain?
Basically, my eyes have been opened, and I thought Rupert asked for people to take control of their own situation, and I thought, I've got to do something. So I've come along.
And have you supported other parties before, or are you one of these newer voters?
I have always voted because I've brought up that you should always vote. So I voted for everybody apart from Labour, Liberal, Democrats and Greens. And the last time, obviously, when I had a chance, I voted Reform because I thought they were going to be the party of change. But unfortunately, they weren't. And Restore is where it is now.
And what is it about Restore Britain that actually gives you some confidence and trust that this is the party that is actually going to begin to put things right?
I think it's just purely on the basis that Rupert has just been honest about the situation. He's told us that it's going to be difficult. You know, we've gone that far down the line that it's difficult to turn the tanker around and come back on it. But he seems committed to it, so therefore I'm going to follow and be committed to it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your support and thank you for your time. Hello, what's your name, sir?
It's Charlie, or on X, it's Real Ron Swansea.
Wonderful. And where have you come from today?
Today I've come from the hotel in Arrol, but I drove up from Swansea yesterday.
And what brings you out to support Restore Britain today?
Restore Britain is the best and only chance we've got to actually restore Britain. Clues in the name. I think we're all very much tired of the uniparty charade. We're very much tired of broken promises, of failed politicians jumping from party to party. It's time we have a serious, proper go at fixing the country. And Restore has got the policies, it's got the support, and we've got the momentum. We can do this.
And what are your thoughts on a lot of the establishment chatter around this by-election and talk about splitting the vote and all of those talking points?
There's two things. One, it shows they're rattled. It shows that there's a force outside of their control that they are afraid of, that they know is a credible threat. And secondly, if we listen to that sort of stuff, no new parties would ever form. You'd be stuck in this cycle. We'd eventually get to the point where they are in America, where it's red team versus blue team, and you've got no point in voting for anything else. I don't want Britain to get like that. I think it's good that we've got a plethora of parties with lots of different opinions, because people have lots of different opinions and we need to have suitable outlets for that. I think the greatest thing Restore Britain could do is to give a voice to people that don't think there's any point in voting. Certainly a lot of people I know who don't normally vote are keen to vote for Restore. So let's hope it works.
Wonderful. Well, good luck canvassing out there today. Well, I'm now delighted to be joined by Nick Buckley. Nick, pleasure to speak to you. What brings you out here today to support Restore Britain?
Well, obviously, I'm now a member of Restore Britain, and this area is only down the road from me. So many people here have been travelling 5 hours to get here. It took me 20 minutes, so I had to come. I had to support this fantastic candidate, hoping to become an MP for Makerfield in Wigan.
And why do you believe that the people of Makerfield should vote for Rebecca Shepherd to be their Member of Parliament?
It sounds like a cliche, but obviously we need change. And we can't get change if all we're going to do is tweak the status quo. And that's what all the other parties are promising. They're promising we're going to do better this time, or we've not been in power before, but we're going to keep the same system and we're just going to tweak the edges to make it work better. That might have been something that would have worked 30 years ago. We're beyond that now. We need this system basically tearing down and starting again. And there's only Restore Britain that is actually offering that. Tweaks around the edges may benefit some people, but it isn't going to benefit the country.
And as a man who is, of course, local to Manchester yourself, who was, of course, run to be mayor of Manchester as well, what's your assessment of Andy Burnham as well and how he's been handling Manchester since he's arrived there?
Oh, Andy Burnham's been missing in action for 10 years in Greater Manchester. If there's any good news, Andy Burnham will turn up at the photo shoot, even though he had nothing to do with it. And when there's bad news in Greater Manchester, he sends out his deputies to take it on the chin. Andy Burnham's achieved nothing in a decade in Greater Manchester, apart from one thing, yellow buses. He spent millions of pounds painting all the buses yellow, reducing the fare to £2, and then putting up our council tax to pay for the two fare buses. That's the only thing that he's achieved. He promised to end rough sleeping. It's got worse. Crime's out of control in Greater Manchester. Piccadilly Gardens is a hellhole. Greater Manchester Police went into special measures under his control. He really hasn't achieved anything. He spent 10 years perfecting the art of PR. And he spent all his money on PR. He has a fantastic team around him. He portrays himself as King of the North. He's achieved nothing.
And so do you think, based on the narratives that we've been hearing from the media, right, and the establishment, that they're getting nervous, and that actually Restore Britain's message is one that can resonate with the people of Makerfield?
Oh, it absolutely is a message that people understand and that people want to hear. And that's the big thing that's happening. People want to hear this message because they understand it and they're saying it to themselves in their head, but they're afraid to say it externally. And suddenly we have a party saying all the things they know to be true. And that's what's happening with Restore Britain. That's why 1,000 people turned up today to hand out leaflets. 1,000 people turned up today to hand out leaflets and knock on doors. When I was running in the Gorton and Denton by-election, you know, the most we had on the day was maybe 30 people knocking on doors, handing out leaflets. They've got 1,000 today. Something's changing in the country. And Restore Britain seems to be the vehicle that is going to be pulling lots of people towards this. And more importantly, they seem to be tapping into the non-voter. The person who's given up voting, the person who's sick of being lied to by every politician who knocks on their door, who promises them the world and then delivers nothing. If we can tap into them, and it's easy saying we're different. So, you know, let's warn people. Don't ever believe what a politician tells you. You know, always hold them to account because they'll all lie to you. But this party seems to be tapping into something, and it's exciting to be part of it.
Well, the canvassers, everyone who was gathered here today, is now starting to move out, take to the streets to get the message out there to the people of Makerfield that the Restore Britain vote is the one for them. The reception, the atmosphere on the ground here has been nothing short of colossal, frankly. We've just been over and heard some speeches from Rebecca Shepherd, from Rupert Lowe himself, giving a speech. And as I say, the enthusiasm is absolutely staggering. Everyone's here. They've come from so far. I've spoken to people from London. I've spoken to people from Kent, from Aberdeen, from the Isle of Man, who have come here as well, just from as far the far corners of Britain. And it is something truly exceptional. And so we're going to follow them around on the trail and we'll keep you updated. Hello. Well, I'm fortunate now to be joined by Campaigns Director Charlie Downs and Director of Investigations Lewis Brackpool. Gentlemen, you've been going out canvassing today on this great day of activism for Restore Britain. I mean, the numbers that we saw this morning have just been so inspiring. What have been your impressions from the day so far?
I mean, it was absolutely astonishing the number of people we had turn up today. Over 1,000 easily. It was like a blooming festival or something. But no, I mean, the responses on the doors has been really positive, given that we are a, you know, 4-month-old party. Our name recognition is very, very strong. And the leaflet that we've been dropping today has been outlining the differences between Restore Britain and Reform UK, because the press and our political enemies have been running with this line that we're essentially the same party and we're just splitting the vote and all this sort of thing. And what we're seeking to illustrate is the fact that we are two very different parties with very different agendas, very different visions for Makerfield and for the country. And that if people want real change, not establishment approved, tweaks around the edges, but real fundamental change to the way this country is governed, Restore Britain is the only option. That's what we've been telling people today. And that message is very, very powerful. It's resonating with people. We've met a lot of people who are going to vote for us, a lot of our supporters. We've met plenty of other supporters as well, of course. We had one nice interaction with a Labour voter who was, pleasant to us. But no, I mean, other than that, it's been a really, really positive day, really good day. It's really, really astonishing, to be honest.
Wonderful. What have been your observations, Lewis?
So I was here last week and you can really see the divide between the lower economic areas and the higher economic areas of Makerfield. You find when you go to the lower economic areas that you have whole streets wanting to vote Restore.
That's right.
And you have people as well who want to vote Reform, but they're a bit worried about the narrative on splitting the vote. That's been the most that we've heard so far. But we're saying on the doors things such as, regardless of what happens in this by-election, Labour will still be in power by 2029. So this is your moment of opportunity to actually vote for something that you believe in. And that's been the key to having people flip from Reform to Restore. Where you go to the middle class areas and areas that have a bit more money, you find that a lot of them are wanting to vote Andy Burnham. And you find that because for some strange reason, and, you know, it's completely up to the electorate on who they decide to vote on when the time comes for them to vote. But in regards to Andy Burnham, it seems to be that a lot of Labour voters and supporters, quite frankly, believe that the Labour Party is going to be resurrected with this old guard face of the Tony Blair era. Yeah. So, I mean, it's sad because it means if they do, obviously, you know, vote him in, it sort of shows that they want to keep the paradigm that we're in. Mm. But at the same time, if you hear the Reform camp, they just say it's a two-horse race when really it is actually a three-horse race. We're certainly in there to, you know, make quite a statement. I mean, the polls from The Times and Nigel Farage as well, you know, puts us at 7-8%. I mean, I don't want to get too ahead, you know, and I don't want to make the wrong prediction, but what we're seeing is more above 15, 15 to 18, maybe a bit more. So we're definitely making a statement, and the establishment and the mainstream media simply can't ignore us for much longer.
Charlie, what has been your reaction to the obvious organised attacks on Restore Britain from across the establishment? Of course, ranging from the establishment newspapers to GB News, of course, and the division that they're trying to obviously sow against those within Restore Britain.
Don't care. Honestly, I mean, it's an indication that what we're doing is working, because all of the right people are getting very afraid of our success, because they know what we represent, which is an end, as Lewis was saying, to this political paradigm, which means an end to their rule, an end to their income, maybe in certain cases. These are people who make a living selling out this country, whether that's in the political establishment or their friends in the media. And those are exactly the people who are coming after us now, because they know that we have their number. They know that we represent a real existential threat to their system. And so the more they attack us, the bigger we get, is what we're finding, because the vast majority of the British public feel the same way that we do about them. You know, they feel in their bones that there is a huge amount of treachery in our establishment, in our ruling class. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, we always knew this was going to come, like these attacks from the establishment. But as I say, they're just an indication that what we're doing is right. And so what I say is keep them coming.
And I suppose as well, because we were getting reports, of course, I wasn't personally in Great Yarmouth, I wasn't able to be there, but, you know, 500 canvassers coming from around the country, and you can see now in Makerfield, the numbers are only growing, the momentum is with us, and so I suppose it's a case of just looking at, well, where will the party be in 2 months' time? Where will the party be in 2 years' time? So I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic.
If I could very quickly on that, I often say to our members that at the height of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership of the Labour Party, they had about 600,000 members. Now, granted, their membership was £5 a year. But I refuse to believe that there are not at least 500,000 more people in this country who feel the same way that we do, who share our vision, who believe in our agenda, but who maybe just haven't heard about Restore Britain yet. I refuse to believe that there's not at least 500,000 people in this country who, if presented with our ideas, would be happy to part with £20 to become a member. And that's the key, because what we're finding in Makerfield and everywhere else is when people learn about our agenda and when they get to know Rupert as a man, they're on side. That's really all it takes. Because, you know, the great advantage we have is that the truth is on our side. So we can just speak plainly about where the country is and what needs to be done. And for the majority of people, because British people are sensible, right? They hear that and they think, finally, a vehicle, a political vehicle that's actually going to do something for me, for my children, for my family, for my country. It's all to play for, like Lewis said, and in 2 months, who knows?
Wonderful. Well, gentlemen, Lewis, do you?
I was just going to say, we're not doing too bad for someone with alleged dementia as a leader, and and that we're all bots, apparently. Indian bots, was it?
Yeah, there's lots of Indian bots here in Makerfield today, wasn't
there? Yeah, about 750.
Yeah.
Not doing too bad.
Well, very online party, definitely. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Well, after an extremely energetic Saturday's campaigning, as you can see now, all of Restore Britain's canvassers are now at the pub enjoying a well-earned pint, or pints, depending on just how exhausted they are. One thing that I will say is that beyond any shadow of a doubt, in meeting so many people who've come from far and wide to canvass for Restore Britain today, is that these are people who understand the gravity of the moment. They understand what is at stake for Britain and her people should the establishment be able to continue on in power. And they have been received very, very well on the doorstep. I've been hearing some wonderful things. And honestly, I've just been profoundly touched by the entire experience, not just today, but obviously the sequence of days. I've been here for 4 days now, hearing people, the people of Makerfield, people who've come up and from up and down the country to canvass for Restore Britain. And it just fills me with the most remarkable sense of optimism. And I strongly suggest that it should for you too. Thank you.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.